And what would you call people who... What do some people call a spook to frighten children with? Like, they might say, you'd better behave or the wet will get you.
What do you call a boogeyman will get you?
Bears?
What, how do you greet a friend on December 25th? What do you say?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas.
And, if you have to get a very heavy suitcase from one place to another, you might say, I'm glad I don't have to wet this very far.
We don't have to take it.
Part of the very far. Oh yeah, we talked about this earlier, but what do you call a creature with a very hard shell that lives in the water?
We call them, there's two or three different kinds. Now we call it one that's got a, the edge of his shell is soft. We call them soft shell turtles. And this other one, we just call them turtle, regular water turtle. But this soft shell, I don't know whether you've ever tried eating any of them or not, but that's some of the best meat you ever eat.
The soft shell?
The soft shell, that's right.
Yeah, we had one in our lake once, but we never did eat it. We had the other kind, mostly.
The little one, the hard shell, we call them the... Some of them striping, some of them are dark.
Yeah. What would you call the same creature that lives on the land rather than in the water?
We call them gophers.
Gophers. Yeah. I've seen several of those around today.
Good many on this high land. Wherever you see these oak ridges, you can see a good many of them.
Yeah. What do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
Well, chitlins is what they're listening.
Do you ever have them?
I don't eat them. My wife eats them. She likes them. You take them and feed them. Fix them like that. She should eat them.
What would you call the center part of an egg?
We call that the yolk.
What about this part of a man's body? What would you call it?
We call that the chest, you see, or breast, either one, if we just call it either one, chest, not the breast.
What do you call a small flat bottom craft with oars that you use on a lake?
We always call them boats. We call them, but it might be a different name, some other name for it. That's what we always call them. Both for fishing, you know.
Do people fish much around here, down at the river? Or do
good
they
go? We haven't been. The sun don't go up there. We haven't been this year.
What would you call the covering for a pillow?
A pillow slip.
Pillow slip?
That's right.
And if a woman's wearing beads around her neck, you might say that's a very pretty wet of beads.
We call them stringer beads.
Stringer.
I believe they have some other name, but I couldn't remember.
If two men have a fight and one man defeats the other man very soundly, like it's really defeats the other man, you might say that the one man really wet the other one.
Really, you'd say it whipped him.
Whipped him?
You'd say either one, you'd say it whipped him or beat him, either one. Most people would say that it whipped him.
Yeah. And what would you call the back part of